they're prepping this kitty for surgery, so...
Besides making friends with some dogs and cats, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul got to see SPCA staff and volunteers care for a wounded owl, an albino boa constrictor, and other animals. The SPCA is planning to build a bigger facility in West Seneca and is currently seeking cash gifts to pay for the $15 million project. SPCA Executive Director Barbara Carr did not ask Hochul for state money during the visit, but says she invited her on the tour so she could see some of the tight quarters in which they work.
Don't have much for medical, and we see so many sick animals these days that the medical is really, really important. And also our wildlife department right now is stuck in sort of a closet in the garage.
Hochul was given a copy of sketches for the proposed facility. She told WBFO that the SPCA is affecting not only the lives of the animals they serve, but touching the lives of people as well.
The athletic organizations, the Sabres, have a program here. What they do for veterans, what they do for children, particularly in the east side of Buffalo, getting kids here hands-on to learn skills about taking care of an animal. So I just wanted to get firsthand experience to see what they do here and appreciation for it, but also call on the community to support them as well.
Carr says the SPCA is about one-fifth short of their fundraising goal. Their hope is to hold their groundbreaking within the next month and have the new center open by about this time next year. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.